Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first part of Masechta Sota. We are learning Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey. Yimalanos al Beizin Hagadol Shib Yerushalayim. They will bring her up to the Beizin Hagadol in Yerushalayim. Umayimin ala k'derek shamayimin al Eidei Nefashos. And they would scare her. They would make sure that if she's guilty, she's going to tell the truth and admit it, just like they would do with Eidim that were being made about Dinei Nefashos, where they had to understand the seriousness and the severity of what they were doing. And if she still didn't confess, so then va'omrim la, they would say to her, Biti, harbi yayinosa, harbi schokosa, harbi yaldososa, harbi shchenim aroimosim. Look, we get it. There's a lot of reasons why you might have done this avera. Wine causes people to do things. Schok causes people to do things. Being childish causes people to be indecent. Having bad neighbors causes people to be indecent. So they provide excuses for her behavior so she won't be embarrassed to confess. And they say to her, you know, act for the sake of the Shem Hashem, which is written in Kedusha, so that we won't have to erase the Shem Hashem. And they tell her things that neither she nor any members of her father's family really deserve to hear. I mean, they tell her that great people weren't worried about confessing, and therefore you should also confess. Yehuda was Modev Lobosh, and he wasn't embarrassed about it, so she might be guilty. The members of her family might be just as terrible as she is, so they don't deserve to hear stories about tzaddikim that were Modev, but bottom line is, we're trying to get her to be Modev, so we'll pretend that she's like those tzaddikim, so we'll tell her those stories of tzaddikim who were Modev to wrongdoing. Mishnah Hey, Im Amra Tmeyani, if she then admits and she says, yeah, I did it, Shoveres Ksubasa, she writes a receipt for her ksuba, meaning she forfeits the rights to her ksuba, v'yotzeis, and that's it, the marriage is over. V'mamre tahorani, but if she says, I'm tahora, she insists on her innocence, then we bring her to the eastern gate, which is right across from Sharni Kanor, because that's where we give the sotos to drink, and that's where women who had given birth recently go through their tahara process, because you become tummy when you give birth, and that's where people who have tzaras go through their tahara process. So what happens once she gets to Sharni Kanor? Bibgodeho. A kohen grabs her clothing and yanks at her clothing. Im nikru nikru, im nifru nifrumu. If they get torn, they get torn. And if they get shredded, they get shredded. Achu megalasli, but to the point that it might even uncover her chest when the kohen yanks at her clothing. He disregards any concerns that it's going to expose her. Visosara sa'ara. And he also uncovers her hair unties the braids of her hair to make her look like a total mess. Meaning, this is a public bizayon that she goes through. The assumption is that even though she may be innocent, we don't yet know that she's guilty. Rashi writes in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, Kigon Dehanach Shneim Amidin Lav Shenigmar Dino Beizin Hein Edim Shidvav Mitchil. I'm sorry, that's not the Rashi that I was. Rashi writes in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph that she deserves to be humiliated, because getting to this point doesn't happen when you're doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Obviously, she is someone who is worthy of suspicion. Rabbi Yehuda says we have to be mindful that if she's attractive, then we cannot expose her. If she has beautiful hair, we don't want that to be exposed either. Meaning, if she survives this test, the young kohanim who saw this might have a tremendous yetzer hara for her. So if she's attractive, we try to make sure that doesn't happen. So let's review what we learned today. It's the Sota procedure. So in Mishnah Dalet, we learned that they would bring her to the Beis and Hagadol Yerushalayim, and first they would try to scare her the way they would to Eidei Nefashos, and then they would try to speak in a more understanding term, and they would say, we know that wine causes this, chok causes this, immaturity causes this, evil neighbors causes this, but for the sake of the Shem Hashem, you know, admit your wrongdoing, and then they would say, you know, there were great tzaddikim that did averos, and they didn't, and they were modest. So even though she doesn't deserve to be compared to great tzaddikim, we're trying to get her to admit. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said if she admits, great, she writes a receipt for her ksuba, and the marriage is over. But if she insists her on her innocence, we bring her to the Shar Mizmach by Shar Nikanor, and that's where they're Mashka the Sotos, that's where the Matar Yoldos, and that's where the Matahir Mitzorayim, and the Kohen grabs her clothing and either yanks at them and either tears them or shreds them to the point where it exposes her, and he exposes her hair. But Rabbi Yehuda says, well, we got to be careful about that, that if she's attractive, you don't want to expose her chest or her hair, because that's something that the young Kohanim will not be able to unsee. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.